Thanksgiving is a day for family gatherings. Unfortunately, is also a day when fires are a major concern. And joining us to discuss this further is Plimpton Fire Chief Steve Silva. Chief, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So just so we can all understand, how busy a day is Thanksgiving for fire departments?
Nationally, it's been tracked at about 3,000 kitchen fires on Thanksgiving Day, which is significant.
Significant. Yes.
And, of course, medicals, people getting together, maybe having a little too much holiday cheer. It always is a challenge.
So now we're going to focus on fires here, and a lot of these fires are a result of cooking. So what tips do you have for people to make sure this is done safely?
First of all, as delicious as it is, stay away from deep frying your turkey. Please, the mistake we make on that oftentimes, it's still partially frozen, it may be a little bit wet. Moisture and hot oil, very bad mix. If you do decide you're going to do it, follow the directions, look it up, and stay with that one. It's one of these, old sayings that, unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to cooking, particularly with gas ovens, there we can see issues with carbon monoxide.
Yeah, that's always an issue in most homes. The gas ovens, though, are relatively safe. We haven't really had a lot of CO problems from a regular kitchen appliance, but power losses, always a problem with generators and things like that, people not having them installed properly, not enough ventilation, too close to the house if it's not a professional installation. The other thing, though, that people tend to do is when they have a lot of guests over and they're just having like a buffet, power strips. You start plugging all the crock pots and heating plates and so forth into a power strip. They're not designed for that. They're absolutely not. You finish your meal, you're watching the game, and your next thing you know, one shorts out. Makes for a horrible day for you.
And also, there seems to be a general trend of paying close attention to things that might be on the stove or cooking plugged into devices or et cetera.
Exactly. Cooking's my hobby. And it's funny how quickly things can get away from you. Quick side story. As a child, I remember my mother... Oh, now I'm going to tell you how old I am, right? Because it was the first time we had a self-cleaning stove, and she self-cleaned the turkey. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with Thanksgiving disasters.
So now, there's also, though, home heating that can cause some issues, too, just with these fires, because people are now... just simple home heating can cause fire problems on Thanksgiving.
Well, we're very concerned about the whole home heating issue this winter, more so than usual, with the price of fuel oil, natural gas... we're finding that people are trying to stay warm, perhaps in a more economical way, at least they think so. So a lot of fireplaces that hadn't been used for years, wood stoves that hadn't been used when the oil prices were less. So we're seeing an uptick in chimney issues, chimney fires, CO from cracked wood stoves, things like that. Space heaters, very bad idea inside of a house. Could be a very interesting winter. So people, please, I know the oil's expensive, I know the gas is expensive, but no space heaters. They're very dangerous.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us, Chief, and of course, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you, and to yours, too. Have a great day.